Good afternoon, Wendy's.
Yes, this is Billy Bunkman Jr. over at corporate. You guys all set for this afternoon?
What do you mean?
Well, it's a big day. You guys are the first store for the big project.
Yeah, I don't know anything about this. What are you talking about?
Well, the truck with
I'm busy here, you know. It's noon hour.
Listen. This is Billy Bunkman Jr. I'm from corporate.
Billy Bunkman Jr. Yes?
Listen, the truck with the petting zoo should pull in your lot probably in an hour or so. I'm here getting the last animals all loaded up.
Petting zoo? I think you've got the wrong number.
No, this is you people.
You can't bring a petting zoo, you know, this is Wendy's.
Listen, this has all been approved. All you have to do is get all the newspapers down on the floor so we can protect it.
Newspapers.
You could send one of the drive-through flunkies over to 7-Eleven, get some newspaper down, okay?
I'm not with you, you know?
Well, listen, this has all been approved. Also, how much chili you got in the hot pot right now? Could you give a check for me? Go look and see how much you have.
Oh, hold on a minute. I'll take a look. Hold on. I got about a third full.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to need more than that.
No, I got to go. I got this is normal.
No, listen, I'm going to need more than that. Because that's all the goats eat.
What goats?
The goats that are coming with the petting zoo. Plus, you need to drop the temperature down to 120, otherwise you burn them up on the inside real good. You fry their gizzards up.
You know, nobody called me about this. I don't know anything about this.
Did you get the FedEx?
Never got a thing. Nothing. I don't know what you're talking about. You can't. There's no animals coming here. We're trying to put a lunch on right now.
Now listen to me, minimum wage boy. The FedEx was sent yesterday. The health department waiver was in it. And that's supposed to be posted up in sight so as everyone can see it in case somebody comes down with hoof and mouth disease. Let me let you know what's coming in. I got the livestock list.
Yeah?
There are four goats.
Four goats.
But whatever you do, you keep the kids away from the white one. The white goat clamped down, chomped down, took off three fingers of a four-year-old kid in Dayton last week.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got no place for animals here. You know, this is food here. We sell food.
Also, we got a lot of chickens coming in.
Chickens.
We're very top-heavy with chickens. That's because of the chicken cut on blue sandwich. You know that's back, right?
Chicken cut, oh, yeah. That's one of our specialties.
Well, it's back, and that's right. And Dave, you know, I'm talking about Dave Thomas, he thought it would be cute to do a tie-in with him.
Oh, yeah?
So here's his idea. You got a pencil?
Yeah, I got a pencil.
All right.
How can I verify this?
Well,
somebody I can call or what?
I'll send you a fax on this, but the FedEx came yesterday. I'll take care of that.
FedEx.
Listen, write this down.
All right.
The cordon bleu is back.
Cordon bleu is back.
Pet a chicken, enjoy a snack.
Pet a chicken, enjoy a snack?
Right.
Where'd you get that from?
Dave wrote that.
Dave wrote it.
Now, every time a customer orders a cordon bleu, he wants you to sing that to them.
Sing it.
The cordon bleu is back. Pet a chicken. Enjoy a snack.
Yeah.
Could you try it?
I don't know what this is all about, but I don't sing good.
This is important.
I can't be on here like this. This is nonsense.
The cordon bleu is back.
Cordon bleu is back. Pet a chicken, enjoy a snack. How's that?
Every time...
I never did this in my life.
Every time a customer orders a sandwich, you got to sing that.
Look, I'm the manager here. I can't do that. Go out there every time somebody orders a sandwich and sing to them. I got work to do. Oh.
Also, we got a couple lions coming in. Don't get too close to the lions because they're pretty mean.
Oh, come on, you guys. You guys are nuts. Take your animals and stuff them.